September 18th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, your prayers these days are more important than ever before in the history of mankind. You have in this country a presidential election coming up, the results of which will affect the entire world. You are choosing a world leader, not just a leader of this nation. It is important that you keep your focus when you pray. Center your thoughts on me. Pray in a quiet place. Surrender your hearts to my will, not on the many situations and circumstances surrounding you. I will listen to any well-intentioned prayer, but especially to a heartfelt prayer. I, Creator of the world and of heaven itself, am always available to listen to you. I know the desperate intentions in your hearts and all that you are and should be thankful for. I desire you have and recognize my strength and intercession on your behalf. Before you enter into prayer, call on Mary, protectress of the faith and refuge of holy love. Call on Joseph, terror of demons, as well. Your prayer effort is my consolation these days." A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 8 through 10. "But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.